Okay, here's my question for you. How many years have you stayed up to the very end of the Oscars to witness that final grand moment when Best Picture is announced? I think I made it once.
Commentator Jake Halpern.
The part that I always look forward to is the beginning, when the big limos pull up and the preternaturally happy, Botox-infused, couture-wearing celebrities parade down a long roll of red carpet. That's what we can't get enough of. Forget the awards and the speeches and the movies themselves. We love the red carpet. The mere mention of the word red carpet sends us into some Hollywood equivalent of Nirvana. And I have to confess, I'm not sure why. In pursuit of some answers, I called up Joel Resnick. On any given day, Joel has about 3,000 yards worth of red carpet at his office in Flemington, New Jersey. Joel runs the Red Carpet Store, which is one of the nation's leading suppliers of red carpets. Joel has been in the red carpet business only about 5 years, but he has already made quite a name for himself, and he's done the carpeting for everything from the MTV Music Awards to the 2004 Olympics. It's a big operation, and Joel does much of the work himself. As Joel explained it to me, he takes the orders, he cuts the material, he binds the edges, and he ships the carpets. Sometimes, when the red carpet events are in New York City, he actually goes to the site and nails the carpet to the floor. He did this for the first time at the 2003 MTV Music Awards, and what he saw blew him away. As he was laying down the carpet, he says, die-hard fans were begging him for scraps. Not wanting to disappoint, Joel tossed them a few frayed strips of red cloth and watched in amazement as the fans pocketed them and ran away in pure, unadulterated glee. Afterwards, he sold larger 2-foot by 2-foot souvenir swaths on eBay for $20 a pop. Selling red carpets is a high profit margin, Joel told me. It's relatively cheap material, and the people are willing to pay top dollar for it, and that is a beautiful thing. When I asked Joel why Americans are so red carpet crazy, he was quick to answer. It's like diamonds, he explained. They're not actually that rare, but the minute kings and queens started wearing them, everyone wanted them. It's a perception thing. Joel is right. This is all about perception and the power of association. And who knows, 50 years from now, if our obsession with celebrities continues, maybe Tiffany's and De Beers will be competing with Joel to corner the red carpet market. The truth is that we, as a nation, have an almost Pavlovian response to red carpets. We see them and immediately our hearts quicken at the possibility of glimpsing a celebrity. Over time, this association is strengthened, and eventually the red carpet itself has become an object of worship. We do the same thing with celebrities. In fact, if you think about it, we are drawn to celebrities and red carpets for very similar reasons. They're both flashy, fabricated facades. I don't know the first thing about Leonardo DiCaprio or Kate Winslet. Neither does hardly anyone, I suspect. They're just symbols, icons, red carpets that we've come to associate with the dreamy, euphoric vision of a more glamorous life. And we seem to like them best not when they're acting or singing or making speeches, but when they're slinking down the carpet, not saying much, letting us imagine just how marvelous all of this must be.
Jake Halpern is working on a book about fame. He lives in Boston.